Interview questions for the running dream. What went through your mind when you got in the car crash?
Well, I will admit I was extremely scared. All I can really remember was the red Volkswagen turning in spirals going at top speeds. We didn't have any time to stop, and what happened would change the team forever. I rarely had any time to say a last prayer. What would I have said? Mom, Dad, I love you.
When you woke up in the hospital, what did you feel?
I felt really run down, like something wasn't right. I couldn't quite figure it out at first, but when I looked down, my biggest fears became a reality. I had mixed emotions, really. I was mad. Mad at that drunk driver that could have been responsible for his actions and should not have been driving at all. Sad. Sad because I can no longer run at the same time. Sad that one of my best friends had lost her life to a situation that could have been stopped if only everybody had a minute to think. Confused, nonetheless.
How do you intend to keep running?
Well, I can't. My parents don't have any medical insurance and can't afford a running leg, so I have no clue. Maybe when my parents can raise enough money, then I can start back up again, but I don't know. Only time can tell. Honestly, if I could go back in time and fix this whole situation, there's no doubt in my mind that I would.
Feelings on Fiona?
She's my best friend. Even though we have arguments sometimes, I can never hate her. I really do feel for her, though. She has been going through a lot due to the death of Lucy. She's definitely not the best runner, but she puts in a really good effort.
If you could have anything for Christmas, what would it be?
A running prosthetic, of course. That would be a dream come true. Then I would be able to fill my dreams of running once again, if only my parents made enough money.